Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our epistle reading from 2 Corinthians 12, and our focus this morning is on these words of Paul, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, how blessed we are to once again gather to hear your word, the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Send your Holy Spirit to continue to work through this word, Lord, so that our faith is constantly strengthened in Jesus and that this faith is energized in love toward all people. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is week two of a Olympic theme series because the Olympics are still going on, a lot of great competition, and we're going through this not because I'm hijacking a cultural moment. I'm going through this because I feel, including myself, many Christians go through life like it's a game. Something to win, something to lose maybe, something to be strong or weak. So what we're doing is we're looking at how our lives are not exactly like the Olympic Games. And so last week we looked at one facet of that where we looked at loss, losing is actually gaining. Today we're going to be looking at something else, strength. Strength. That's why we watch the Olympic Games. We love to see these feats of strength on display. Whether it's from someone who actually lifts hundreds of pounds off the ground and over their shoulders, or a swimmer that is just straining through the water to touch the wall first, or a sprinter just tearing down the track trying to get the world record, we celebrate. We get excited when we see these incredible feats of strength. But it's not just physical strength that we look forward to. There's also mental and emotional strength that we see in these athletes. I mean, we're looking at them and they have to keep their head together. There's no room for error. They have to keep their emotions tamped down when they feel overwhelmed with the task set before them. So it was quite a shock for the entire world when one of the strongest athletes in her field, Simone Biles, withdrew from her events at the Olympics. It wasn't because of some physical injury. No, she withdrew, as she said, to deal with some mental health issues and felt she needed to withdraw and step back. And of course, there was the criticism. People were calling her a quitter. People were saying, "How dare you can do that to the nation that is supporting you?" In other words, people were looking at Simone Biles, one of the strongest athletes in the world, and saying, "You're weak." And let's face it, I'm sure many of us said the same thing. I mean, the Olympics is one place that we do not expect to see weakness on display. And interestingly, another place that we don't expect to see weakness is the church. We're Christians. We're disciples of Jesus Christ. We want to be strong and not weak. We want to be tough and not frail. We want to be powerful and not helpless. So what does that look like? I mean, what does it look like for a Christian to be strong in this way? Well, I see it in two areas. And the first one is that you are strong when you are doing good, when you are helping and serving others, using your God-given gifts and abilities to help them and love them and serve them. And it goes even beyond that. You're strong when you're obeying God's commands, when the Lord says, "Do this," and you're like, "You got it, Lord, I'm going to do it." And then, of course, you're also avoiding sin. You're not going to give into that temptation. You're not going to give into sin. You're going to be strong. That's one way. Another way that Christians are strong is that they endure suffering. Oh yeah, whether it's tough relationships, whether it's a culture that is indifferent or even hostile toward us, or it could just simply be you have cancer, you need surgery. You know what? Okay, we're going to gut it out. We're going to put on our brave face and we're just going to keep on plugging on. We're strong. This is the kind of stuff that Christians like to boast about. But what happens when you and I fail to be strong? What happens when you fail to do good and instead you do evil? You give in to that temptation. Oh, the thoughts that you're thinking, the words that just, the gossip and the tearing down of others, the things that you do that really make God angry. What about then? What happens when you fail to endure the hardship? What if you're breaking down instead? What if the tears can't stop rolling down your eyes? What if you just can't take it and you're crying out to God, I can't do this anymore? What happens then? Maybe you're frustrated. I mean, come on, I'm a Christian. I should be, you know, be strong. I should be making some progress here in all this stuff. Maybe you feel guilty. I said I was going to do this. I didn't do it. Maybe you're ashamed. Maybe you're broken inside. Or maybe others are shaming you for failing them and disappointing them. It's as if weakness is just bad. Something to be frowned upon, and certainly something that you're not supposed to boast about. Well, in our text this morning, Paul is boasting about his strength. And he's not talking about, you know, his physical capacity, mental toughness, or his emotional stability, no. He's talking about his spiritual strength. And here's how he begins. I must go on boasting. I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. These visions of heaven, of paradise, were so mind-blowing. He heard things that, if I tell anyone, they'd never believe me. In fact, these visions of heaven are so incredible that he actually refers to himself in the third person. That's how great they are, and they were given to him. Wow, talk about being spiritually strong in the Lord. But in order to prevent him from being conceited, from exalting himself, from being too puffed up, hey, look at me, Mr. Super Christian here, God gave him a thorn in the flesh, a messenger from Satan, to pummel Paul, to beat him, to knock him flat to the ground. And what was this thorn? I mean, was it physical? Was it his enemies? Was it his hardships of these missionary journeys he was going through? We don't really know. But what we do know is that this thorn in the flesh revealed Paul's weakness, his frailty, his utter helplessness. And how did he respond? Did he try to be strong? Did he try to gut it out, put on that brave face? No. He prayed. He prayed 3 times to the Lord, crying out desperately to him, I can't take this. Take this thing away from me. And the Lord responds, my grace is sufficient for you. Not the answer that Paul exactly wanted from these prayers. But he did get an answer that was sufficient. And because of this, Paul could boast of his weaknesses, his hardships, his persecutions, his calamities. He could boast of any weakness he had. Because whatever spiritual strength Paul had through these visions of heaven or spiritual giftedness that he had or his abilities as an apostle of Jesus Christ, they paled in comparison to having the power of Jesus dwell in him, receiving his grace, receiving his power in his weakness. Oh, Pastor Ben, this is completely backwards. This is completely upside down from everything that we hear every single day, from work, from our culture, from social media, from our family, from our friends, where they're all about you got to get better, you got to be strong, you got to keep going. Seriously, Pastor Ben, how can we boast in our weakness? Because you and I know the truth that Paul knew, that his power is perfected, is completed in weakness. And we need to look no further than the cross. Because it is at the cross that we find our Lord Jesus Christ in his greatest moment of weakness. At that point, he had been beaten with fists, with rods. He had been scourged. Strips of flesh had been stripped off his back. He was bleeding freely. He had been spit upon. He was mocked. Oh, yeah. And then he had an actual crown of thorns pressing into his flesh as it was roughly shoved into his scalp by the Roman soldiers. And then they strung him up on a cross, and he struggled mightily, trying to breathe, trying to stay alive until he died. No more strength left in him. And yet it's in his weakness that Jesus shows his almighty power. Jesus is crucified, and all of our sin, all of our weakness, all of our hardships, every single thorn in our flesh dies and is forgiven completely and fully. Jesus wears a crown of thorns on the cross, and every single thorn that springs up from a fallen creation is completely undone in him. Jesus at the cross suffers the very pangs of hell. And yet it is right there at the cross that he says, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the grace, this is the strength, this is the power that dwells in you and me through faith in him. This strength has nothing to do with our own strength, our own goodness, our own ability to endure. It has everything to do with Jesus and his goodness for us, his endurance on the cross for you and for me. No visions of heaven, no feats of good works, no gutting out the tough times can compare to having Jesus dwell in us, in our midst, where we receive his grace, where we receive his power in our weakness. So yeah, brothers and sisters in Christ, we can boast in our weaknesses. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not like you need to become weak. You know, you got to take some effort here. Okay, I'm really going to try and become weak. I mean, look at me. We don't glorify in our weaknesses here. We're not saying, "Look how weak I am. Oh, isn't that awesome?" No. We can boast in our weaknesses as a response of faith in the all-powerful word that Jesus gives to you and me. No matter how much we fail to be strong, when we fail to do good and instead do evil, when we fail to endure and instead break down, when our prayers are not answered as we want God to answer them, and we are angry at Him, and we are railing against Him, when our life is full of thorns both inside and out, we can boast in our weaknesses. Because His grace is sufficient for you and me. His power is perfected in our weakness. That is where we get our strength. When we are weak, then we are strong. So yeah, many people criticize Simone Biles when she withdrew from her Olympic competition to work on her mental health, and people were calling her quitter, people were calling her weak. And yet there were many, many people that supported her, that said, she is doing a really good thing here. She is showing great strength in admitting her weakness. As disciples of Jesus Christ, playing the games of life, oh, you and I are going to be tempted to try to be strong by ourselves, through our own goodness, through our own endurance. But it's in our weakness that His grace is sufficient. It's in our weakness that His power is completed. It is in our weakness that we are strong. All because of Jesus. To Him be the glory, now and forever. Amen.